104.1 FM Buckets Radio. This is your voice in Gloucester and also your voice on the World Wide Web. We are streaming live at bucketsradio.com.au and streaming in replay version on the podcast if you're listening through iTunes or somewhere else where you're picking up the podcast. Thanks very much for taking the time to find us and download and listen. It's great to have you on board. Right now, we are talking women's cricket. It has been a fantastic last couple of games for the Australians in the women's T20 tournament going on in Bangladesh at the moment. We'll take you back a few days to the 27th of March when the girls took on Ireland, and it was an outstanding performance from their skipper Meg Lanning. 126 runs from just 65 balls, absolutely outstanding in the Southern Stars total of 4 for 191. She is in unstoppable form at the moment and showing why she is touted as one of the best women's cricketers in the world at the moment. It was a comprehensive win for the Southern Stars. They defended their 191 and Ireland were 7 for 113 at the end of their allotment of overs. Elise Perry, 2 for 17. Erin Osborne, 2 for 29. And Jess Johnson, 1 for 19 in there with the ball. So that was a good result for the Aussies there. And this time it was another Victorian. The Victorian Spirit Girls certainly showing they have a lot of skill. And it was Elise Villani at the top of the order. I think she was the Australian Cricket Association's Women's T20 Player of the Year by a very long margin. And she's shown why. She scored 90 not out off just 54 balls in Australia's 2 for 185. Meg Lanning again doing very well, 50 off 33 balls for her. And it was trouble for Pakistan. They didn't even get halfway there. They were 9 for 91 after their 20 overs. 3 for 14 for Coit, 2 for 14 for Johnson, 3 for 12 for Perry, and 1 for 18 for young gun Holly Furling. And that means that although Australia lost their first game to New Zealand, they will progress to the next stage of the tournament, which is outstanding for them. And we wish the Southern Stars all the best. They are two-time 2020 women's champions, I think. I think they're going for three in a row, and we hope that they can do that very successfully over there in Bangladesh. We'll be talking about the men's team very soon, and of course we'll be wrapping up the Sheffield Shield final from last week. So make sure you stay with us between now and then. We've got some more music though, and we're going to do that right now. This is The Counting Crows and Sullivan Street. You're tuned in to Extra Cover on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.